107.7 The Island, your station for real music variety. Fransman in the chair. You over there. Lori Lou, all up in here. How's it going?
It's going.
Going?
It's going.
Good Wednesday. Are you cycling much or is it chilly in the morning?
Yeah, I have been cycling when it's not 800 mile an hour wind.
Yeah.
I mean, it's terrible.
Well, this morning it's not very windy at all, but it was in the lower 40s.
I had to be here, so.
Is that too cold for you? Yeah, I wouldn't bike in lower 40s.
Yeah, no. We have before. We've biked in the 30s. That was a few years ago.
It's too cold on the hands.
Well, that's why you wear some mittens.
The problem I found with cycling, if the temperature's not just right, like you don't want to be cold, so you want to wear layers. When you start to get warm, it becomes a challenge to, when you take this off, do you have a place to put it? I don't. If I start shedding layers, what do you do with it? Tie it around your waist to get stuck in the gears?
I have done that before, but I guess I kind of know my threshold of coldness and what to wear and what not to wear. And
Lori Lou's debut solo album, Threshold of Coldness.
Threshold of Coldness. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds pretty.
That's pretty good.
Pretty badass.
I haven't seen you in a week. Everything good?
Yeah. Yeah.
We were talking earlier this morning about the things that you do. It doesn't matter how old you get, you're still going to do them. And you came up with the number one. You go on the zip thing.
Yeah.
At Ryder Park. Awesome. They have a zip line.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, that number one on the list from Reddit, what's the number one thing you do? No matter how old you are, you're still going to do it. Is going down the slide when you bring your kids to the playground.
Right.
I like that.
So
if I see a slide and I'm walking to a playground, I'm doing it.
Of course.
Just be careful.
We better go to the park.
Be careful.
Ooh, that's what we should do, is go to the park someday.
Be careful. The wooden. Yeah, I can't go to the park by myself.
No.
Yeah.
I know.
You know.
Nice. So you told me what the list was. Are you going to tell what the list is? Are you going
to? Yeah, I was just thinking of it. The number one was going down the slide when you bring your kids to the playground. I just want to give that same it's a good reminder that you can't hear enough. Those metal ones.
Oh, yeah.
They're scalding hot. Third degree burns. Yeah. You'll leave half of your thigh on there.
I don't think they make those anymore. They shouldn't. There's a lawsuit.
Going on swings.
But you said watching cartoons.
Good. Watching cartoons is on the list.
To me, that's not, you know, watching cartoons. But when my son was little, like, I used him as a decoy to go to the Grand Theater, you know, to watch Toy Story and, you know, and all those things.
Those Pixar productions are fantastic.
I know. And it's like, I want to see this.
Did I ever tell you I was watching a friend's kids? Back when I was married, my friend Heather dropped, it was either two or three of her kids off. And just for kicks, and again, partial selfishness, they wanted to watch something on their tablets. I said no. So I'm streaming everything at the time. I find old Tom and Jerry cartoons.
Oh.
And not only did I really know that I was going to enjoy revisiting them, I was really curious what they were going to, how they would respond.
Right.
They responded like the same way you and I did when we were kids.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Old Tom and Jerry. Hilarious. Well-written. There's a lot of great music in it.
And ooh, so, that's a good trivia question. What was the cat's name?
Tom.
I thought the mice were Tom and Jerry. There's two mice.
No, I thought it was the cat and the mouse, Tom and Jerry. And then the cat, Tom.
I thought the cat was Sylvester. Is that
Tweety
Bird?
Well, that's a completely different cartoon. Huh. Sylvester. They like it when I do that impression here, you know, with the microphones and all.
Yeah.
Sylvester.
Oh, good gosh. <It's> wow. With the new window, like, ooh. Yeah.
Could you stick around and we will, wait, one other on the list is sleeping with a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Of things you do, doesn't matter how old you get. Cereal for dinner.
Oh.
Comes in last.
Really? That's just because you're too lazy to cook. I mean, I don't think that has to do anything with your age.
No, I wouldn't think so either.
I have a stuffed animal I sleep with.
Drinking chocolate milk. Do you?
I do.
I was going to ask. Do you do to this day?
It was my son's. And when he got old enough, thank goodness, he's like, here, Mom, you can have Ginger. And I'm like, oh,
so it's in your bed?
Yeah.
And you sleep with it every time?
I do. Like,
does your man have a problem with it?
No. But it's like, it's kind of like hugging the pillow. Isn't it kind of thing?
Yeah, I get it.
Like, you just need something. I don't know.
I totally understand that. But yeah, anyway, I just found that interesting. I wanted to repeat some of that. Can you stick around? We'll talk about GI trivia.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. More with Lori Lou next. 107.7 The Island. Quit your jibber
jabber. Waking up with Fran's Man. One man party in the morning on The Island.
107.7 The Island. Hanging out with Lori Lou. You going to have a bonus question for us in a minute?
Well, yeah.
All right, just checking. You don't,
yeah. Well, duh.
You don't have to answer everything with sarcasm.
Well, you're right, but it's who I am.
I thought it would have been funny if you said, no, you're wrong. I do have to answer everything with an attitude.
Yeah.
Or, no, I meant aptitude because of your trivia.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're gigging tonight?
I am. I'm going to Caro. I'm going to Old Ironsides for a music bingo.
Nice.
This would be something you would love because I threw together a 70s and on one side and 80s on the other. I feel like it's a pretty good playlist.
That's a fantastic era for music.
Yeah, I know.
Fantastic eras. For music.
Yeah.
So much happened in the 70s. You could, at the time, imagine there's no way this can get better. And better or worse, they're different. But the wealth of hits and originality that came out of the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
You could say the same for the 50s and 60s, to be honest.
And that's what I did last week at Lakeview Nursing Home was the 50s. I had 50s and 60s.
And now it's over. Hits one through stinks. There's nothing there.
I heard that yesterday.
There's nothing there.
Now, today?
Yeah.
I heard yesterday. I had to soundhound this song I heard. I was on listening to 106 because you guys were on a boring commercial, and so I flipped it over. I had to Google this song. I'm like, what on earth? And I don't even want to tell you what it was, but I'm like, this is on the radio.
Did you like it at all or no?
No, like it was, I'll tell you what it was, but it was, I'm like, I can't believe this is on the radio. I know.
I'm telling you, today's music.
Weird.
Today's music ain't got the same soul is an understatement, right?
Yeah. Anyway, it was really fun putting together. I'm not so much 70s per se, but I'm definitely an 80s kid. And, you know, I could easily do another 70s and 80s, you know, with and 50s and 60s.
I do feel like it's not just because we grew up in that era. It's because the music is better. I don't think the music of today in the last 10 years is going to be around in 40 years. Is anybody going to say, oh, remember Miley Cyrus? This was fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, she does have one song that I kind of like, something about flowers. A pretty good song. But this music, they're throwaways, whereas you could always go back and listen to the Rolling Stones and Van Halen and Led Zeppelin. You could listen to that in 4,000 years, and it's going to be good.
Yep. Nope, I agree. So tonight will be fun at Old Ironsides. He's doing 50 Cent Wings. And some draft beer specials.
50 cent wings.
50 cent wings. Bone in or bone out? Is that what you call them? Bone in or bone out?
I like the bone in.
Yeah, there's not enough meat.
Great
on a wing.
Great for me. Name for a restaurant that sells nothing but chicken wings. Welcome to the bone in.
The bone in.
Two N's. The bone in.
Bone in. Huh. Yeah, we'll have to think about that. No, we won't.
Okay, it's over.
You
have a bonus question for
and
us?
And then, give me a second. Let me finish.
This bonus question will appear at Old Ironsides and Caro tonight. Right?
No.
No.
Do you listen to me ever?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Exactly.
The bonus
tonight
question.
Tonight is music bingo.
The bonus question you are about to hear will appear tomorrow night at Wings, Beer, and Spirits.
It can be wings if you bring them.
It'll be at the Bone Inn tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes. No. What else? Yeah, tomorrow. Oh, and Tacos La Isla is going to be the food truck tomorrow night. And don't forget, I'll be putting it on my page here today sometime, that the 31st, Saturday, the 31st Saturday at 6:30, I'm doing my music bingo at Wine, Beer, and Spirits, and I am going to be housed at Wine, Beer, and Spirits for my music bingo. And I want to say a theme trivia night. Don't you dare do it. Don't do it. Don't. Thank you. I'm going to do some... Stop.
Just what?
I'm going to do some theme trivia nights.
Give me an example of the theme. Would it be MASH? No.
Brandon is working on a MASH sheet for me. So when he's done, I will let you know. But I'm going to be working on a Friends. I have a Schitt's Creek ready to go that I probably do next month, and I'm going to do a Friends.
Now, I liked Schitt's Creek. Does it have the appeal? Did enough people watch that show?
Well, I guess we're going to find out.
Yeah.
I think so. It was only on for seven seasons. So it's not a ton. So, yeah.
You do remind me of one of the characters, Stevie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've said that
I've
before.
Heard that, not just from you. Yeah. I love that. I thought she was great.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. That is 100% me. Remember the makeup thing when he bought her the makeup case?
It was a surprisingly good show.
And she put all the makeup on because she doesn't wear makeup. Me either. Since I retired, I don't put my face on anymore. But you well know that.
Since you retired, you knit now. It takes up all your time knitting blankets.
I don't know if I could knit. I would love to knit. I would love to knit you a scarf.
I would love to not wear it.
Okay. And yeah, because I don't know how you
just
could.
Get to the trivia question, will
okay.
you?
Okay. So again, I don't really have a music question. I'm not sure why. But this one is definitely a movie you've seen.
This will appear at the Bone Inn tomorrow in Grand
yes.
Island.
What mischievous canine meets an untimely end at the hands of Clark in National Lampoon's Vacation?
Oh, I don't know the name of the dog.
Mm-hmm. It's Aunt Edna's dog, remember? But you know, you remember the dog. You
vaguely.
Remember when he left it on the bumper? Oh, Robin isn't going to
like
this
right,
question.
Oh, right, right, right. What is now, if it gets to this point where it looks like around the room people are responding like me, which is not responding, do you then say, all right, let's give it a multiple choice chance?
Okay, no, because when you hear it, you know it. But last week, let me tell you what happened with the family ties. Was that last week or 2 weeks ago? And I said, okay, I'm going to give you guys a hint. Remember the whole Tom Hanks thing? Oh, my goodness. People are like, no, we listened to you on the radio. They didn't listen. They don't get a hint, you know? I know. It's like an uprising. So I did not give a hint on that. But some people knew it.
Are you going to give us the answer?
I know. And then they're like, you gave the answer. So one of my teams goes, well, you gave the answer on the radio. I'm like, yeah.
It's incentive.
That's what I do.
It's incentive to listen. When you get there,
yeah,
you'll have the answer.
I know you could Google it and find out anyway, but the dog's name was Dinky.
I wouldn't have gotten that. I don't remember that.
Yeah, but you remember the dog.
Of course. I remember the whole scenario.
Yeah. Great question, isn't it?
It's a very good question.
Yeah.
You reminded me in your speaking, I'm collecting 1970s TV theme songs.
Yes.
Which I play every morning at 7, brought to you by the Archway and Carney. Came across the Love Boat.
Yes.
Exciting and new.
Yes.
Tom Hanks is in an episode.
Well, of course he is. Everybody was.
I just forget how young Tom Hanks started.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, so that I did ask that. What then I did a bonus question. What was Tom Hanks in Bosom Buddies, who was the other guy?
I know, and you said it, and it doesn't ring. It doesn't stick in my head.
Yeah, Peter Scolari.
That's right.
And he was the neighbor on Newhart. When he had the inn.
So not a shabby career.
Now.
But nowhere near Tom Hanks.
Oh, he was in a lot of other stuff too. No, definitely not nowhere near Tom Hanks, but...
Now catch Lori Lou at Old Ironsides in Cairo tonight. Wine, Beer, and Spirits Grand Island tomorrow for her full schedule.
And I've been booked for some Christmas parties already. I have 3 Christmas parties booked, so don't think it's too early. Yeah, I've been booked for 3 Christmas parties.
Well, to remind them, you have a fantastic thing going on here, but you're one person.
One person. One. Yeah.
So
that, and we do not want to clone me. We do not need another one.
For Lori's full schedule, GI Space Trivia on Facebook. Lori, thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for having me, and spitting all over this morning is great.
Like Sylvester?
Seems like a very foolish thing to do during flu season.
The following statement is true. The preceding statement was false.
Waking up with Franz Man, One Man Party in the morning on the island.